Track 18. Our second Norfolk character was the great free spirit of Holkham Hall. A remarkable woman with close family ties to Norfolk who died 3,000 miles away 140 years ago this month in August 1881. Margaret Brecknell tells her story.
Jane Elizabeth Digby was born on April 3, 1807, the daughter of Lady Jane Cook and her second husband, Sir Henry Digby, a senior British naval officer who'd fought with distinction at the Battle of Trafalgar 2 years previously. Although she was born in Dorset, Jane spent much of her childhood at Holkham Hall, the Norfolk home of her maternal grandfather, Thomas Cook. Unusually for a girl at the time, she was educated in the schoolroom at Holkham Hall alongside her two brothers and male cousins. She later acquired a governess, Margaret Steele, whom she cheekily called Steely. Jane was a free-spirited child who enjoyed riding her pony at full gallop around the estate. She was actively encouraged by her grandfather to take an interest in farm management, a particular passion of his, as well as the ancient artifacts and treasures on display at Holkham. At the age of just 17, Jane married Lord Ellenborough, a widower twice her age. The marriage proved disastrous, with both partners indulging in extramarital affairs, and the couple divorced after only 6 years on the grounds of Jane's infidelity. So notorious was the divorce case that the Times abandoned its usual policy of running classified advertisements on its front page to report on the scandal, the only occasion on which it did so until the paper changed its format in 1966. Jane left England for the continent, estranged from most of her family, including the grandfather who had doted on her as a child at Holkham. Over the course of the next 2 decades, she married twice more and is reported to have been romantically involved with several other men. Scandal seems to have followed her wherever she went, such as the occasion on which her second husband wounded in a duel the man who would later become her third husband. Eventually, Jane grew tired of life in Europe and decided to travel to Syria with the intention of visiting the ruined ancient city of Palmyra. Another aristocratic Englishwoman, Lady Hester Stanhope, had famously made the same journey 40 years previously. For her own safety, Jane made the journey across the Syrian desert in the company of some Bedouin tribe members, including Sheikh Mejul El Mizrab. Despite being already married and 20 years her junior, Mejul soon became the latest man to fall victim to Jane's charms. The couple were married under Muslim law in the Syrian city of Homs in 1854, with the bridegroom giving the bride an Arabian horse as a wedding gift. 2 years later, Jane travelled to England alone to visit her sick mother and settle her financial affairs. She never returned to her homeland again, although she did continue to correspond with her brother, Kenelm, and former governor, Steely, for the rest of her life. Some of those precious letters still survive today in the archives of Holkham Hall. The lifestyle which she adopted in Syria undoubtedly suited the free-spirited Jane. A talented horsewoman spent the winter trekking through the desert with her husband's Bedouin tribe, living as one of them and sleeping in a traditional woven goat hair tent. The summers were spent at Jane's house in Damascus. While the renowned Victorian explorer Sir Richard Burton was serving as the British consul at Damascus, Jane became friends with him and his wife Isabel. Lady Burton later provided a fascinating account of the double life which Jane enjoyed in Syria. When she was in the desert, she used to milk the camels, serve her husband, prepare his food, wash his hands, face and feet, and stood and waited on him while he ate like any Arab woman, and gloried in so doing. But at Damascus, she led a semi-European life. You would have known her at once to be an English lady, well-born and bred. Jane and Mejul certainly appear to have made their unconventional marriage work, although an odd hint does occasionally emerge to suggest that Jane may have missed Western life more than she cared to admit. A French visitor to their home in Damascus in the late 1870s described her as having on her table all the newspapers and reviews of the West and asking about the authors and politicians in vogue. The educated and intelligent Mejul, on the other hand, is dismissed as being frightfully bearded and unwashed. When she died of dysentery, aged 74, in August 1881, Jane was laid to rest in the Protestant cemetery in Damascus. The vivacious young girl who was brought up on the Holkham estate ended her life far from home, but in doing so seems to have finally found the contentment she so patently desired.